At the May 12th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, School Superintendent Terrence Beam announced that the 261-day employees will return to work beginning on the week of May 18th to the 22nd. They will work 3 full days that week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the following week they will only work 2 days, Tuesday and Thursday, because of the Memorial Day holiday. Recognizing that it is necessary to return to a regular work schedule, those 261-day service employees will return to a regular 5-day-a-week schedule beginning on June 1st. Beam also addressed the issue of students who had paid for field trips this spring. He said that a number of those students may be moving up to a new school next year, such as from elementary school to middle school or from middle school to high school, and it would be just too confusing for schools to transfer that money to the new school. To solve this, they decided that the field trips would be rescheduled for next school year. However, those students now in a different school would attend the trips with their former schools. No additional students would be permitted to go on these trips beyond those that had already signed up for and paid for that trip. Beam also clarified that because of the shortened school year this year, substitute service employees will not lose their current positions on the seniority list just because they did not meet the required number of days worked. Beam announced that there would be a CEFP meeting at 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 27th. He added that because of the shortened number of those meetings, any differing and conflicting options between committees will have to be resolved by the Board of Education, which will select which of those conflicting recommendations will be included in the final report to the state and which will not be. He also said that the visit by Japanese students will be rescheduled to next spring, and the June 9th Board of Education meeting will need to be rescheduled because that is the new election day. The board approved the usual financial reports and payments, and then approved a 3-year agreement with Harris School Solutions for them to provide software, licenses, and training for principals to more effectively monitor and evaluate teachers, organize data, and track evidence. This totals just short of $10,000, and it will be paid for by federal money. Following that, they approved the purchase from Striven Media, LLC, for software to assist virtual job shadowing, career exploration, and course planning for the graduation coach and the school counselors to use at both middle schools and the high school. This $6,000 expense will also be paid for by federal funds, in this case graduation 2020 funds. They also approved a lengthy personnel list, which can be found on our website with this story. These include a 50% increase to the amounts of the coaches' supplements, which will return about half of the decrease to those supplements that were made a couple of years ago. During the matters of the board, member Becky Campbell complimented the efforts by many volunteers to deliver school lunches. She also announced that every student will receive a $300 EBT card to cover their food for June, July, and August. Member Sue Hollinsworth questioned the placement of underperforming students together in one classroom, as requested by some special education teachers. Mr. Beam said it was not a good idea and would make his views on it known to the principals who will make the final decisions about that. Board President Joe Walker commented that, as Mr. Beam had pointed out earlier in the meeting, the board will have its work cut out for it when they have to decide on which of the divergent recommendations made by the different CEFP committees will be forwarded to the state. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.